Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call has been going on for more than 16 years. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90. If you're listening to this as a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I am an educator by trade and have had a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back to when I was in high school and I had grandparents with adult onset diabetes and heart disease. And I knew I didn't want those challenges in my life, so I've done many things to help prevent that over the years, including coming into this TR90 program 16 years ago. Absolutely love this program. I was able to drop 20 body inches in about 6 months. Your results may vary. When you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, and I would say about 40% of the time, I had to take them with my meals because either I was running out the door with breakfast and supplements in hand, or I get to lunchtime and lunch would either get delayed or whatever, and so I was taking my supplements with my lunch as well. Although they do say it works better if you can take them beforehand. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you macronutrients, micronutrients, and fiber. Your macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals. And the fiber helps in two different ways, one of which is with satiety, which means that's that feeling of fullness. The other is for good digestive health. For good digestive health, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can definitely do more than that. Highly recommend that you don't. Every single study I've read over the last 20-some-odd years really indicates that that's kind of the bottom baseline, that 150 minutes a week. And if you're exercising heavily, well, then you need to think about hydration. Hydration baseline starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, build it up from there, depending on how hard you're working out, how humid it is outside, and how much liquid is contained within what you're eating and in the fresh fruits and vegetables you're getting. And the last thing I highly recommend is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. I've been reading several studies that have indicated that good sleep clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissue, stores memories, sets your brain up for making good decisions. So getting that good quality sleep is really important. With that being said, today's information is coming from a book called The Body You Want in the Time You Have by Mayette Murphy. And we are actually jumping into where, since they're a men's health editor, the plan, if you've only got 20 minutes one day a week, well, this is what you do depending on which plan you're on. Your instant lean body plan is 2 minutes of low intensity cardiovascular exercise, 16 minutes of moderate intensity cardio, and then 2 minutes of low intensity cardio. If your instant power plan, rest 60 minutes between sets, 4 sets of squats with 6 to 8 reps, 3 sets of deadlifts, 6 to 8 reps, 3 sets of power clean, 6 to 8 reps, and 3 sets of bench press, 6 to 8 reps. Your instant muscle plan is to rest 30 seconds between sets, and you will be doing 3 sets of squats, 2 sets of lunges, 2 sets of bench press, 2 sets of bent over row, 2 sets of seated shoulder press, and 2 sets of bicep curls, 2 sets of seated tricep extensions, 1 set of crunches done until failure, and 1 set of reverse crunches. Also, I'd like to remind you, do track your progress as you're doing all of your exercises, because that gives you an idea of where you're at and what you need to change to go forward. Your instant complete body plan. If you've only got 20 minutes one day a week, you rest for 30 seconds between sets. You've got 2 sets of squats, 2 sets of deadlift, 2 sets of lunges, 2 sets of bench press, 2 sets of bent over roll, 2 sets of seated shoulder press, 2 sets of bicep curls, 2 sets of seated tricep extensions, 1 set of crunches done until failure. With that being said, if you've got 30 minutes and only one day a week, your lean body plan is to rest 15 seconds between sets for the following exercises. You've got 2 minutes of low intensity cardiovascular exercise, 1 set of squats, 1 set of lunges, 1 set of bench press, 1 set of bent over row, 1 set of seated shoulder presses, 1 set of bicep curls, 1 set of seated tricep extensions, and 1 set of crunches done until failure, and then 16 minutes of moderate intensity cardio to follow up with 2 minutes of low intensity cardio. If you're on the instant power plan, you're resting 60 seconds between sets. You're doing 4 sets of squats, 4 sets of deadlifts, 3 sets of power clean, 3 sets of bench press, 3 sets of push press, 3 sets of bent over row. And if your instant muscle, you're resting 30 seconds between sets, 4 sets of squats, 4 sets of deadlift, 3 sets of bench press, 3 sets of bent over row, 3 sets of seated shoulder press, 3 sets of bicep curl, 3 sets of seated tricep extension, 1 set of crunch until failure, and 1 set of reverse crunch done until failure. If you're on the complete body plan, you're resting 30 seconds between sets. You've got 3 sets of squats, and the first is 12 to 15 reps, the second one is 8 to 12 reps, and the third is 6 to 8 reps, and that's true for all of these exercises going forward. 3 sets of deadlifts, 3 sets of lunges, 3 sets of bench press, 3 sets of bent over row, 3 sets of seated shoulder press. Then we're into 2 sets of the bicep curls, which is 8 to 12 reps and 6 to 8 reps. Seated tricep extension, same number of reps. 1 set of crunch done until failure, and 1 set of reverse crunch, also done until failure, and then 1 V-up with a twist done, 1 set of V-up done until failure. If you have 45 minutes and it's only one day a week, your instant lean body plan is 15 seconds of resting between sets. You've got 2 minutes of low intensity cardiovascular to start out, 2 sets of squats, 2 sets of lunges, 2 sets of bench presses, 2 sets of arm rows, 2 sets of seated shoulder press, 2 sets of bicep curls, 2 sets of seated tricep extensions, 1 set of crunches done until failure, 1 set of reverse crunch done until failure, and 20 minutes of moderate intensity cardio, followed with 3 minutes of low intensity cardio to cool down. And that all of those sets should have 12 to 15 reps in them. your instant power plan. Rest 90 seconds between sets. You've got 5 sets of your squats at 6 to 8 reps. 4 sets of deadlift, same number of reps. 4 sets of bench press, same number of reps. 3 sets of push press, same number of reps, that's 6 to 8 reps. 3 sets of bent over roll. 2 sets of bicep curls. 2 sets of dips. And if you're on the instant muscle plan, you start out with a rest of 45 seconds between sets. You have 4 sets of squats at 8 to 12 reps. You deadlift 4 sets of deadlifts, 4 sets of bench presses, 3 sets of incline press, 4 sets of bent over row, 3 sets of seated shoulder press, and 3 sets of bicep curls, 3 sets of seated tricep extensions, 1 set of crunches done until failure, and 1 set of reverse crunch done until failure. If you're on your instant complete body plan and you've only got that 45 minutes for 1 day a week, your rest period is 45 seconds between sets. You've got 4 sets of squats and they are 12 to 15 reps, 8 to 12 reps, 6 to 8 reps, and 6 to 8 reps. 4 sets of deadlifts, same number of reps as the squats. 3 sets of lunges, same number of reps as the squats. 3 sets of bench presses, same number of reps as the squats. 3 sets of bent over row, same number of reps as the squats. 3 sets of seated shoulder press, same number of reps as the squats. 3 sets of lateral raise. 2 sets of bicep curls, also same number of those are 8 to 12 reps and 6 to 8 reps for each of those sets. 2 sets of seated tricep extensions, which are the same as your bicep curl reps, and 1 set of crunches done until failure, 1 set of reverse crunches done until failure, and 1 V-up with a set of V-up with a twist done until failure. Next week, we will be getting into if I only have 2 days a week and why is 2 days still okay. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live Monday through Friday, one of our leaders will be sharing some information with you on how to build a new skin business. It's been my pleasure to be with you this last Monday of the year. If you go out and party for New Year's Eve, do it in moderation. Make good choices. Make sure to get plenty of exercise and plenty of water. And with that, we'll see you back here next Monday. This is Susan Mann from Portland, Oregon, signing out on Monday, December 29th, 2025. And I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have as soon as I get us off of mute. And if you're one of my quiet types and would much rather send me a text, you're welcome to do that. And I will see you back here next week. Go out, make it a great week, and I look forward to having you back. So there we have it, my friends. If you've only got 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 45 minutes, what some of your plans could look like. With that, I was thrilled to have you along with us. And, you know, if you've only had 20 minutes 1 day a week, or 30 minutes or 45 minutes, those exercises should give you a really good idea of how to really make good advantage of that. And I hope you have a fabulous 2026 year coming up. Thrilled to have had you along with us. Since there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this and go out, make it a great week, and we'll see you back here next Monday.